It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about the weather system behind the freezing temperatures and early snow here in Wisconsin, and if this is a sign of how bad the winter will be.
First, registered nurses across the nation will take mass action tomorrow to demand tougher Ebola safety precautions in the nation's hospitals.
An estimated 100,000 nurses in 16 states will participate in protest actions, including strikes and picketing, to demand new Ebola safety standards, adequate protective gear, and proper training to prevent nurses and other healthcare workers from contracting the virus.
As part of the protests, 18,000 registered nurses and nurse practitioners at 66 Kaiser Permanente hospitals and clinics will begin a two-day strike today. Nurses at these facilities say they've repeatedly asked for proper safety protocols, gear, and training, but the Kaiser's management has dismissed their concerns.
With us now is Jean Ross, co-president of National Nurses United, a nurses union and advocacy group that's helping organize the strikes. Welcome to Central Time, Jean.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So give us a little more detail. What are the circumstances in our hospitals, in our healthcare system, that are leading nurses to take this kind of action?
Well, we've known for some time that we've had issues whenever there might be some sort of an outbreak or an emergency, simply because of the system we have in this country. It's not a national health system, obviously. So it's very fragmented, piecemeal, and hospitals are allowed to do whatever they choose to do. When something like Ebola comes along, you have recommendation guidelines from the CDC, but they are just that, guidelines, and it allows hospitals to pick and choose. Unfortunately, instead of the optimal uniform standard being mandated by someone in this country, hospitals are left to pick and choose, and they very often will go on the cheap.
Who are you hoping takes action in response to what you're doing? Are you hoping for stronger federal standards to come from Congress to mandate the kind of protections you're looking for? Or are you hoping that the healthcare systems, the hospitals, take action?
The hospitals will not take action without some pressure, either governmental or the public. And part of our goal is to always keep the public updated as to what's really going on in this system that we have in this country. So we have written a letter to the president. There's been not a response yet, and asking him for either an executive order and asking Congress to pass some legislation that says, in essence, pretend we have a national health care system and mandate that this optimal standard of the hazmat suits and the education that we say we need be given to us and to other frontline health care workers.
Now, our cases of transmission of Ebola here in the U.S., two nurses in Dallas treating a patient who'd come over from West Africa. What was the response from the nursing community to the situations they were in Dallas?
Well, it's funny. We had warned them, of course, before Dallas occurred, because we had done a survey, and it's thousands and thousands of responses in over 1,000 hospitals across the country. Nurses said the same thing. We are not prepared. Either the answer is, yeah, we're just fine. Here's the plan. Go look at a website, and what you find is the CDC guidelines. No interactive training whatsoever. Or the hospitals would say they didn't have a plan. So that's the situation when the Dallas incident occurred. So we were trying to, you know, take on the mantle of letting the public and the hospitals know you're woefully unprepared. And at the same time, you know, it doesn't feel good to say I told you so. It does not. When, however, the CDC came out and others and looked like they were blaming the nurse that got infected, the first one, well, actually both of them, you saw what happened. Not only did the nursing community rise up and say, you know, it's not going to do any good to blame the nurse. This is what happens so often in our way of doing business in this country. You blame an individual instead of looking at the system problem. Our system is the problem. So the nursing community and indeed the public rallied to support those nurses.
So what would you like to see? What is the minimum level of procedure, protocol, and equipment in our hospitals to feel like, okay, we're ready for Ebola or something like it?
Full-body hazmat suits. The ones that meet the ASTM, American Society for Testing and Materials, standard of F1670, that's for blood penetration, and the F1671 for viral penetration, some that leave no skin exposed or unprotected, and the OSHA-approved air purifying respirators, a hood. And then there needs to be continuous interactive training with the ability to ask questions, not just a video put in front of you. And then there needs to be practice donning and doffing of that protective equipment to the point where each of the two buddies says, yes, you did it correctly. Yes, you did it correctly. And there shall be at least two nurses caring for each Ebola patient and additional nurses added as needed based on the nurse's judgment. And you should not be caring for any other patients while you're caring for an Ebola patient.
Now, this is a lot of time and training and a fair amount of money, I imagine, going to prepare for a hypothetical event. Does it detract from the services, the emergency work, the care hospitals provide every day to patients?
It should not, but one of our pet peeves has been for some time always trying to do with less and less staff because that translates into money. So it happens to be Ebola right now. And that's what's got most people so very concerned because it is a life-threatening virus. But truthfully, we said the same thing about H1N1, about AIDS, about SARS. And until you get more of the public involved, and I think the public sees from a nurse's point of view what frontline healthcare workers have known for some time, is that it doesn't matter what the occurrence is. Something bad is going to happen when you refuse to listen to the people who are doing the actual work.
And you have another deep concern that, as I understand it, that you see there aren't enough nurses per patient in many hospitals, you know, even in non-outbreak times.
So that's the point. It doesn't matter what the outbreak would be, whether it's a natural disaster or a virus or a bacteria that runs rampant. The belief that somebody else who runs or owns a hospital knows better than the nurses how many nurses this should take is ludicrous. It's ludicrous, and it's dangerous for the patients, it's dangerous for the nurses, and it needs to change.
So I think people looking from the outside in might say, okay, we agree, we'd like to be more prepared, but a strike? Are nurses actually leaving work, and doesn't that endanger people, if so?
Well, I will tell you that a strike is always a last resort, but when push comes to shove, you know, you've got to look at two things. Nurses are there to protect patients and obviously themselves. But we know what our job is. It's to take care of patients that are there and to advocate for them. This is advocating for them and us. It is the hospital's job to staff appropriately and to supply appropriately the gear that their employees need. They're not holding up their end of the bargain.
And I imagine people who run hospitals might say, we'd love to do this. The money isn't there.
One of the most lucrative businesses in the world right now, and certainly in this country, is healthcare. There's lots of money. It's how they choose to spend it.
So protests, strikes going on today and tomorrow. If there's no response, if your demands aren't met or at least started to be met, what happens next?
Well, one thing we don't do in this union is we don't give up. So we will keep pestering. We will keep escalating until somebody somewhere gets the hint, and we will keep pressure on Congress. One thing we're doing, too, is we have our Global Nurses United Alliance. So also on Wednesday and Thursday in Queensland, where the G20 is meeting, we will be meeting there, and we will have a Liberian consult at the time. But people, nurses from all over, will be weighing in on, please do what is necessary, and this means our Congress, too. Do what is necessary, what you should have done months ago, to stem the tide in Africa, because those poor people there are drowning. And again, people warned here, people warned from there, and they did not listen, and look what has happened.
Jean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
That was Jean Ross, co-president of National Nurses United.